or KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with highs around 75. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 56. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Coming off record-breaking performance in 2021, U.S. beef exports remained red-hot in January. That according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Pork exports continued to trend lower in January despite another outstanding month for exports to leading market Mexico. Beef exports totaled 119,066 metric tons, up 13% from a year ago. The value soared 57% to over $1 billion. This was the third highest value total on record, trailing only August and November of last year. An export value per head of fed slaughter set a new record, exceeding $500 for the first time. January pork exports totaled over 208,000 metric tons, down 16% from a year ago. Export value fell 14%. Now exports to Mexico up 36% from a year ago, more than 87,000 metric tons. Also, January exports of U.S. lamb totaled 1,533 metric tons, up 49% from a year ago. Those export values climbed some 59% to almost $2 million. National Pork Board delegates approved a change in the mandatory pork checkoff rate during the Pork Industry Forum last week. The current rate of 40 cents a $100 value per live animal will change to 35 cents per 100, effective January 1st of next year. The change represents a 12.5% reduction in the checkoff rate. The resolution, offered initially by Minnesota, Indiana, and Ohio, but joined in support by Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Montana, and South Dakota, passed the delegate body with 94% of the shares voting in favor. The resolution reflects a recommendation of the Pork Industry Vision Task Force, a group of leaders from the National Pork Board, Pork Producers Council, and various states that reviewed the current structure and resource needs of the U.S. pork industry. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Join the Jeep celebration and Ram Truck Month at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Find the new Jeep Cherokee or discover a new Ram 1500 today. Shop dozens and dozens of new vehicles ready for immediate trade. Your used vehicle trade-in has never been worth more. Check it out today. And, of course, the finance specialists are ready to help you negotiate the very best deal. New inventories moving fast. Don't wait. Learn more at TwinRiv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Chinook teenager has died as a result of a shooting in Coffeyville on Sunday. According to a press release sent out by the Coffeyville Police Department, officers responded to a shooting call around 11:59 p.m. in the 200 block of North Walnut Street, where they located a juvenile gunshot victim. The victim was transported to a hospital by emergency services, where she was pronounced dead due to her injuries. Police have identified 19-year-old Traven Hayes Smith as a person of interest. He is being sought out for questioning. If you have any information regarding this incident, police ask you to call the Coffeyville Police Department. Shawnee County court records indicate Charles Ferrier has been sentenced to 267 months in prison, just over 22 years, and a consecutive term of 61 months, just over 5 years, and membership to the offender registration. Ferrier was charged with rape, aggravated indecent liberties with a child, and numerous other violations. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
details.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation announced on Tuesday that it's investigating if El Dorado State Park employees committed any criminal acts. The Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism asked the KBI to investigate on February 24th. However, neither the KBI nor the KDWPT will say what type of crime might have occurred. So far, no arrests have been made. The KBI said if its investigation leads to an arrest or charges, it will share additional details at that time. Topeka Public Schools Superintendent was named USA Today's Women of the Year honoree for Kansas. USA Today's program recognizes women across the country who have made a significant impact. Topeka Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Tiffany Anderson said she was honored and humbled to be named the Kansas honoree for USA Today's Women of the Year. Dr. Anderson has served as USD 501's superintendent for 6 years. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A prosecutor says a group of teens handling a rifle inside of a Southwest Omaha home led to a shooting that killed an 18-year-old high school athlete. The shooting happened just after 10 p.m. Saturday when officers were called to a home on 161st Avenue. They found 18-year-old Tanner Farrell gravely wounded. Farrell was taken to a hospital where he later died. Omaha police say in a news release that the Douglas County Attorney's Office is reviewing the case and that charges could be filed in the shooting. Douglas County Attorney Don Klein told the Omaha World Herald that Farrell was with friends who were handling a rifle when it fired, fatally shooting Farrell. Nebraska has given initial approval to a bill that would place the state in permanent daylight savings time if neighboring states or the federal government make the same move. The 39-4 first-round vote came one day after most of the United States set its clocks ahead 1 hour to mark the start of daylight savings time. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
When you're planting alfalfa from Kaufman Seeds, you can be assured it is the highest quality seed that is available. America's Alfalfa is the name to remember, with traffic-tested varieties for stand longevity and disease resistance. Many lines also carry nematode resistance as an added feature. Let Kaufman Seeds help plan this year's alfalfa planting by working with the very best seed for maximum production. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Flip that switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh no, electric rates have increased dramatically, was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard from former council members Diane Schroller and Darlene Boss, who shared a list of ideas that could work to assist with homeowner improvements, improve blighted neighborhoods, and better the community. They noted current programs available, including sidewalk reimbursement and cost share for economic assistance through removal of blighted properties, noting the number of such applications that have been approved. Other ideas were pursuing grants that could fund doors, windows, paint, lumber, and landscaping, particularly for low-income and older residents. They mentioned the Community Reinvestment Act, which could prompt financial institutions locally to contribute. The pair also encouraged outreach regarding programs available and reminded of the process involved with city codes. Free landfill day and city pickup of larger items annually were suggested, and they asked that a committee perhaps be formed to pursue and address such issues and opportunities. Discussion on the matter continued later in the meeting with comments that city funding for private improvements may not be available, but that grant funding could be considered. Code enforcement and the challenge of getting repeat offenders to make changes were also brought up. City Council unanimously approved a community development block grant that would help fund a multi-million dollar upgrade to the Marysville City Sewage Lagoon System. Options were considered for disposal of a current city sewer truck, which is being replaced with a new one. Consigning, selling, salvaging, or transitioning for use as a dump truck were among ideas presented. Consensus was to get cost estimates for changing out to a dump truck. Flooring options for the new fire station were considered. Council members questioned why the roughly $12,000 cost was not factored into the original bid specifications. Consensus was to gather more information and come back with revised estimates. Replacement options for bleachers at Feldhausen Field were presented, expected at some $27,000 to replace with aluminum. Going out for fundraising was also mentioned, noting the rec budget didn't currently have additional funding, with recent improvements, including lights and fencing, no action was taken. Approval was given for the Kiwanis Club to use the city park for the annual Easter egg hunt Saturday afternoon, April 9th. As a reminder, vehicles need to be moved off downtown streets in Marysville Friday after midnight through 7 a.m. for street cleaning. Signs are posted for those affected areas. U.S. Highway 36 Association recognized county winners in a Best Pie contest, including the Empty Cup in Marysville for Marshall County, Hometown Cafe in Barnes for Washington County, and Alley's Cafe in Nemahal County. International Pie Day, March 14th, was the date chosen for the announcement, which includes selections in all 13 Kansas counties along U.S. Highway 36. A Topeka man, John Dedimore, is being held on $25,000 bond in the Washington County Jail on a local warrant for burglary, burglary of a vehicle times two, and theft times three. He was picked up from an Iowa detention facility last week. $2,500 bond has been set for Lyndon Carnes of Greenleaf, arrested last Friday on drug charges in Washington County. A series of meetings to outline the Value Them Both Amendment proposed in Kansas is planned in Hanover Wednesday evening, Axtell Friday evening, and in Marysville Saturday morning this week. The effort, which would protect existing state law that keeps babies from being aborted up to the moment of birth, would prevent taxpayer-funded abortion and extreme procedures such as partial birth and live dismemberment abortions, and would further preserve safeguards that require the abortion industry to protect women with important clinic safety standards. Make plans to attend these important meetings, which will be held on the Value Them Both Amendment, be presented on the Kansas ballot August 2nd. First meeting is Wednesday evening at 7 at St. John's School Gym in Hanover, Friday evening at 7 at the Axtell American Legion Community Building, and Saturday 9 a.m. at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Public is welcome to all the meetings. William H. Bill Lohmeyer, age 80, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Bill Lohmeyer.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures continuing to rise today, with many areas in the Midwest reaching over 20 degrees warmer than their seasonal average. Conditions continuing to stay dry, with the next chance for any precipitation being throughout Thursday. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid-70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely mild overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and upper 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s throughout Missouri. As a cold front makes its way through on Thursday, temperatures will be a bit cooler but still very mild, and cooler on Friday before warming up on Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 32, and the record low is 9 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:37. Sunset this evening, 7:35.
What kind of springtime is in store for your part of the country? We review our annual weather predictions today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 16th. It is the 75th day of the year, and comedian Jerry Lewis was born on this day in 1926. Just 4 days before the vernal equinox, here's a review of our springtime weather prognostications. When the almanac was published last fall, we foresaw a warmer-than-normal spring in most parts of the country, with the exceptions being Florida and the Pacific Southwest. The Sunshine State in particular is forecast to have above-normal rainfall in southern portions of the state. And if warm weather is what you like, you won't be disappointed. Above-normal summer temperatures are predicted for all areas except in the Northeast, Upper Midwest, and the Eastern Ohio Valley. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more of our weather predictions and your local forecast anytime online. Just check out almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The first round line in the bracket is now filled in for KU. They will face Texas Southern in their NCAA tournament opener. Tip time is set for approximately 8:57 p.m. tomorrow night in Fort Worth. Texas Southern was victorious in their first four play-in game Tuesday with a 76-67 win over Texas A&M Corpus Christi. The Tigers earned their bid by winning the Southwest Conference Tournament. KenPom.com ranks them 270 out of 350 teams in offensive efficiency, but they're 23rd in the nation in opponent shooting percentage, holding teams to under 40% from the field. The winner of the KU-Texas Southern matchup will face the winner of San Diego State-Creighton on Saturday. The Kansas City Chiefs secondary got a bit thinner late Monday night. Former Chiefs cornerback Javarius Ward is headed to the Bay Area after agreeing to a three-year, $42 million deal with the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Good morning. This is Kerry at the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're going to have our regular sale on Thursday. We're expecting around 800 head of cattle for that. One of our featured consignments for that sale is a group of 50 mostly black steer calves that are long-time weaned. And then we're also going to have a special cow sale on Saturday. We'll start that sale at 11 o'clock in the morning. And some of our featured consignments for Saturday sale is we're going to have 161 Angus and Angus composite cows that will be 5 years old and older. Some of them will have calves on their side already, and the rest of them will be heavy bred. And we'll have a group of 78 fall calving black and red cows that would be running age cows that have been exposed to the bull for about 80 days starting November 25th. And we'll have a lot of other good heavy bred cows and pairs for that sale on Saturday. And if you have any questions for us about either the sales or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
The Associated Press All-American men's basketball team, with statistics through regular season and conference tournaments, made their first team selection, and Oche Abaje from Kansas made the list. He joins Oscar Schwebe from Kentucky, Johnny Davis from Wisconsin, Kofi Coburn from Illinois, and Keegan Murray from Iowa on the first team. Wichita State basketball player Chauncey Jenkins entered his name into the transfer portal. The freshman from Newport News, Virginia, played in 19 games this season, averaging about 2 points per game. The transfer portal allows players to move to another school, or Jenkins could return to Wichita State. And the Dodge City Community College men's basketball team is in the national quarterfinals after an 82-65 win against Snow College Tuesday night inside the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Number 2 Dodge City will see the winner of number 7 Indian Hills and number 10 Northwest Florida State on Thursday at 2 p.m. in Hutchinson. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley All-League basketball selections were announced, with boys' first-team honors to include Isaac Detweiler of Axtell, Presley Bauer of Centralia, Trent Long of Clifton Clyde, and Samuel Gross of Frankfort. Hanover selections to first-team were Emmett Juniman, Keegan Dibbler, and Philip Dibley. Troy's Jarrett Norris and Camden Anderson, and Brandon Henry of Wetmore also named. Boys' TVL second-team were Brandon Schmelsley of Axtell, Jalen Pleasant of Blue Valley, Trenton Talley of Centralia, plus Clifton Clyde's T. Cook and Seth LeClaire, Creighton Johnson of Donova West, Keaton Dollinghouse of Frankfort, Zach Fisher of Onega, Valley Heights' Trenton LeCure and Tyler Womack of Wetmore. All TVL selections posted at the KNDY website and our Facebook page, where you can also find a link for archives on all of our broadcasts this past basketball season, including sub-state and state playoff games.
On the Jayhawks Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Big 12 Tournament.
Brown head fakes, gets around his man, flings to a wide open Oach for three. He hit it. Remy gets a screen. Remy pulls up from 18. Got it. Remy Martin is fired up. He clenches both fists. The best he's looked for Kansas this season. Harris crossing over, gets by his man, flings in the corner. Oach wants a three. He'll get a three. Remy leans in, lost the handle. It's on the deck. KU's got it. Jalen Wilson, Johnny on the spot, lays it up and in. The Jayhawks don't have to shoot it. They can let the last 12 seconds drip off the clock. Your Jayhawks are Big 12 champions twice over. The Big 12 tourney title is coming home to Lawrence for the 12th time in 25 years. Tournament champions are your Jayhawks.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Kansas Jayhawks tip off postseason basketball action Thursday, 8:30 pregame, 9 o'clock tip off live on FM 95.5.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
KNDY.
Stunted growth, roots growing out of the drainage holes, and water passing quickly through the root-filled soil are just a few clues your houseplant may need a bigger home. And if the pot is filled with roots, you know it's time to make the move. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Select a container with drainage holes in only one size, no more than 2 inches, bigger than the existing pot. Making the leap to a much larger container can lead to root rot. Slide the plant out of its current pot. Gently loosen or tease apart any circling roots to encourage them to expand into the fresh potting mix. Set the plant in the container so it's growing at the same depth as before. Fill with fresh potting mix similar to the original mix. Water thoroughly to remove air pockets and adjust your watering schedule as needed. The additional soil will hold water longer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Perhaps you've heard of the story of the Monitor and Merrimack, the first two ironclad ships to do battle in the Civil War. But in a moment, you'll hear a much bigger story of the Civil War Navy and the 450-pound cannonballs that were needed to even the match. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
We often think of the Civil War as over 4 years of land battles. However, the battle at sea was also important.
One of the first things that the Union side did during the war was to create a blockade of southern ports.
Bruce Smith is the retired director of Port Columbus, the National Civil War Naval Museum. The blockade was good in theory, but poor in practice.
They had 3,500 miles of coastline and 42 ships in the entire U.S. Navy, and half the people had just gone south.
But in 4 years' time, the North went from 42 ships to over 700.
A big part of the U.S. Navy fleet were former ferry boats, bunches of these ferry boats. They went to New York and just bought boat after boat. They would put some armor plate on the edges and put cannons on them and all kinds of stuff, and these were blockaders.
The new technology at the time was iron plating.
It was common to have 24 inches of solid oak under the side of the ship and then two layers of 2-inch iron.
For a time, it seemed nothing could penetrate those ironclads.
Finally, the U.S. Navy developed a 15-inch cannon, solid iron ball that weighed 455 pounds that would be shot with 30 pounds or more of black powder from a range of, say, 80 to 150 yards. These things would hit so hard that the concussion inside would just burst people's eardrums.
The first battle of the ironclads was the famous encounter between the Monitor and Merrimack near Hampton Roads, Virginia, on March 9, 1862. The ships battled to a draw, but each side claimed victory. The event showed the importance of ironclad ships in war, and it changed the way navies around the world built ships. Iron plating was now a necessity for boats in the Navy. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction for the Swim Family Trust Saturday, March 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1319 Pony Express Highway, a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36. Guns will sell at noon, followed by coins, and then the Ford tractor. The tractor is a 1962 Ford 4000 LP wide front. Also selling a Dixon zero-turn mower, Husky garden tiller. Lots of guns, bayonet, and knives. Coins, collectibles will include a curved glass curio cabinet, wooden ice box, two wind-up mantle clocks, crocs, bronze sculpture recast, several Pony Express signs and prints, plate collections, glassware, books, plus tools, equipment, lumber, furniture, household items, and more. This is a very large auction for the Swim Family Trust. Saturday, March 19th, sale begins at 10 a.m., a mile and a half east of Marysville on U.S. 36 at 1319 Pony Express Highway. Prell Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Horn flies bring misery to cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They'll be buzzing around before you know it, so the time to prevent their onslaught is now, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. that makes your spacing and depth more accurate, and that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Flies are one of the most economically devastating cattle pests. They feed on the animal's blood with ferocious and painful bites and carry diseases such as staph and E. coli. Hundreds of flies on a cow will affect its health and productivity. Mark Upton is the director of sales for the Feed Animal Group at Central Life Sciences. He says the best approach is to get ahead of the fly control problem now. So instead of getting swarms of flies on the cows and having to treat it later, prevent it from ever becoming a problem.
One big reason is, quite frankly, it's cheaper. If you wait until you've got a lot of flies on cows, you have the labor to get them up, you've got expensive chemical costs to try to treat them, and you've already got production losses. These flies suck blood off the cow, and so they're robbing you of those profits that you're having to spend to put blood back in the cow. And secondly, it's just way less stress on you and the cow.
He recommends adding an insect growth regulator called Altacid to a free choice mineral supplement, mineral tub, or liquid feed.
They can put that same product out in front of the cow. It doesn't taste different. The feeding rate's not going to change. The cow doesn't know any difference. And so when she goes up and takes her daily dose of mineral or liquid feed or whatever it is, she's getting a dose of Altacid. And all we're doing is using the cow as a mechanism to get Altacid through the body to the manure, because that's where the flies lay their eggs, and that's where we stop this life cycle.
Remove and properly dispose of fresh manure from barns and stalls to help prevent new populations from developing. When the flies start emerging depends on where you're located, but once you start having 60-degree days, you'll start seeing horn flies. Learn more about horn fly control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You alone in my strength. paper of my own. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You are all in my strength, my shield.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
KNDY.
A New York Times video series criticizes agriculture in every way possible. And a former congressman says, this is bull. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hey, farmers, are you looking for precision ag technology to level up your equipment that you already know and love? Look to Ag Leader for a full farm solution that can be used from cab to cab and season to season. There's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader it. Steer it and gain pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it and ensure precise coverage across the field. Harvest it and capture real-time harvest data while making unloading on the go simple. Manage it and have 24/7 access to your data anytime, anywhere. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader it. Visit agleader.com for more information and use the dealer locator tool to find the Ag Leader dealer in your community. Meet the people getting paid to kill our planet. That's the title of one episode in a New York Times video series on agriculture. Former Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson, who also chaired the House Ag Committee for several years, weighs in. For example, the video says big is bad when it comes to farms.
But the reality is, if we didn't have these larger operations, we wouldn't feed the people, you know? The day and age of a 100-acre farm is over with. And if you got a grain farm, corn, soybeans, whatever, if you don't have 3,000 acres, you're not going to be able to make a living.
The Times video calls larger farms factory farms, corporate farms, and industrial agriculture. says Peterson.
These folks claim that 3,000 acres is a huge corporate farm, which is not true. It's a family farm, and it's a size that's needed to be economic. So there's folks out there that make a living by exploiting this stuff, been doing it for years, and they just seem to be gaining more traction. And how they were able to talk the New York Times into doing what they did is beyond me. But I figured I had to take them on.
Peterson also tackles another recent item in the news, and we'll have him back for that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263, Renee Gibson or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Angus breed is known as the business breed, and the American Angus Association is always looking for ways to improve the breed and improve business. As American Angus Association CEO Mark McCauley says that it's up to the association to put better tools into producers' hands across the nation.
And one of the things in the toolbox, as they think about it, as we've been working on, is how do we better describe maternal function? That good Angus cow, she's been so valuable to us forever, and how do we continue to help make her better? And one of the things we've not had is a genetic prediction around how long she's going to stay in the herd. Functional longevity, or longevity is the term we're really coming at today. And you think about it as a bull's daughters, how long will they stay in the herd? That's kind of what we're ultimately trying to predict. We know that's so critically important for the finances of our commercial cow-calf producers, is once you get that female into production, to have her stay around and productive as long as we can. That's new on the horizon, and we'll be rolling that out in a research EPD form here late this summer.
He says the cattle producers may be wondering how to apply this information to their own herd, and McCauley says to keep those good cows in production, this will help finding replacements in the future.
Really, it kind of comes down to sire selection. And what we're trying to do is put another tool out there that if a commercial cattleman or a breeder wants to continue to put selection pressure on longevity and wants to select for daughters that are going to ultimately stay in the herd longer, this is a tool to again, directionally kind of help them do that. They would use that EPD like you'd use any other EPD, whether that's Cavanese or carcass weight or marbling, to kind of help you directionally select for those females that stay around longer.
Finally, he goes on to say that the next level breeding data for the association is the next step.
Angus breeders have long been investing in collecting data, and that's really what this boils down to.
You can find more information online at angus.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. According to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor, the Southern Plains seen massive degradation recently, with drought expanding in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Specifically, the D2, or severe drought, extending over north-central parts of Kansas down to the Oklahoma border, along with the long-term dryness over southwest Kansas. Exceptional drought, a D4, has expanded. out of the southern plains into southwest Kansas. Extreme southeast Kansas did record enough precipitation last week for improvement to abnormally dry and moderate drought or D1 conditions. Currently, 71 Kansas counties qualify for emergency haying and grazing. As of March 8th, 61% of the contiguous U.S. is in some classification of drought. This is the largest percentage since 2012. According to the 2022 Power of Meat report, nearly all households in America, 98.5%, purchase meat, with volume sales up 3.9% compared to pre-pandemic levels. This increase, partly due to several trends resulting from the pandemic, including increased home cooking, record-high online shopping, and a move to digital sources for recipes. The report was conducted by 210 Analytics LLC on behalf of the Food Industry Association and North American Meat Industry Foundation for Meat and Poultry Research and Education. Data showed 74% of Americans described themselves as meat eaters, and although meat department visits declined slightly last year, it was less than in 2020. Shoppers also spent a little more during each trip in response to higher prices and inflation pressure. Shoppers are eating out and ordering in less often while trying to recreate restaurant experiences at home. And in doing so, they've adjusted retail meat purchasing habits. Volume remains significantly above pre-pandemic levels for fresh and prepared meats. Fresh beef volume increased nearly 5% since 2019. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Corn flies bring misery to cattle. They'll be buzzing around before you know it, so the time to prevent their onslaught is now on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Are one of the most economically devastating cattle pests. They feed on the animal's blood with ferocious and painful bites and carry diseases such as staph and E. coli. Hundreds of flies on a cow will affect its health and productivity. Mark Upton is the director of sales for the Feed Animal Group at Central Life Sciences. He says the best approach is to get ahead of the fly control problem now. So instead of getting swarms of flies on the cows and having to treat it later, prevent it from ever becoming a problem.
One big reason is, quite frankly, it's cheaper. If you wait until you've got a lot of flies on cows, you have the labor to get them up, you've got expensive chemical costs to try to treat them, and you've already got production losses. These flies suck blood off the cow, and so they're robbing you of those profits that you're having to spend to put blood back in the cow. And secondly, it's just way less stress on you and the cow.
He recommends adding an insect growth regulator called Altacid to a free choice mineral supplement, mineral tub, or liquid feed.
They can put that same product out in front of the cow. It doesn't taste different. The feeding rate's not going to change. The cow doesn't know any difference. And so when she goes up and takes her daily dose of mineral or liquid feed or whatever it is, she's getting a dose of Altacid. And all we're doing is using the cow as a mechanism to get Altacid through the body to the manure, because that's where the flies lay their eggs, and that's where we stop this life cycle.
When the flies start emerging depends on where you're located, but once you start having 60 degree days, you'll start seeing horn flies. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about horn fly control at agriculture.com.
New for 22, the Chevy Equinox LT and Chevy Equinox Premier are on the showroom floor at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville and awaiting your test drive, along with the new 2022 Silverado 1500 model and 2500 model pickups. It's a new Chevy you're looking for? Look to Norris Motor Company in Marysville today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit as we see a lot of red numbers on the board here for the grain markets. Things have moved further down into the red as the day's gone along here. Corn definitely taking a hit. Wheat is definitely in a correction state. Mixing the livestock right now for a Wednesday. May corn has moved down 27 and three quarters of a cent down to 7.30 and a quarter right now. Chicago wheat taking the biggest hit right now, 85 cents lower at 10.72 and a half. The July also down by 81 and a quarter, sitting at 10.62. and a quarter. Chicago wheat for May down 85 cents as well, sitting at 10.69 and a quarter. So some big hits there. Over in the bean market, they started off strong today, moved down and kind of lingering just slightly lower right now. May soybeans are down 1 3/4 at 16.57 even. And the soybean meal for May down $4.40 at 479.60. And the bean oil is mostly higher, a little bit of red in the later futures, but May soybean oil currently in the green by 26 cents at 73.94. Over in the cotton market, they've been pretty consistent today. They jumped up and kind of stayed there throughout most of the day. May cotton's up $1.23 right now at 119.83. July's also in the green by 92 cents at 115.98. Canola a little bit lower here. May down by 560 at 11.14 and 10 cents. And the oats market mostly higher with May oats up by 2 3/4 at 6.64 and a quarter. July's up by 15 cents right now at 6.25. Over in the livestock market, as we mentioned, they started off mostly higher, kind of mixed on the board right now. Live cattle for April down $1.12 at 139.72. We have the feeder cattle for March in the green by 87 cents, sitting at 157.22. Mixed in the lean hogs with April down 7 pennies right now at 102.35. The U.S. dollar index today a little bit lower here. June index is down by 38 cents, sitting at 98.68. 30-year bonds are unchanged at 150.5, and 10-year notes for March sitting at 124.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
Or your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA.
KNDY. We'll be right back.
all-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.